Now, another hour of Smart Talk, 620 KPOJ, Portland's Talk.
To the hills of Los Angeles, a voice is rising to serve justice. This is the Norman Goldman Show, the home of fierce independence, intelligent dialogue, and passionate logic is right here, right now. Sitting in for Norm, here is Adam Klugman, host of Mad as Hell in America Radio. Heard Saturdays on AM 620, Portland's Talk, KPOJ.
Welcome to the Norman Goldman Show. As the lady says, I'm Adam Klugman, sitting in for Norman Goldman on this Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa season. I hope your holiday is going well. I was watching Fox News, and, you know, they won't even say holidays. It's, like, been outlawed. They just say, Merry Christmas. You know, it's just that they fabricate a war on Christmas, and then they create some vernacular around it and start prohibiting certain words. Those people are insane. But I had a really nice thing that I did last night with my family. I hope it's going well with you, by the way. I did my first Christmas thing. I'm not somebody I would say is full of the Christmas spirit. I do celebrate Christmas. I am half Jewish, but I don't know. Like I said yesterday, I celebrate Christmas, and half of me is looking for a menorah, but the other half of me is opening presents under the Christmas tree. Anyway, I watched The Grinch Who Stole Christmas last night. And not the Jim Carrey one. I'm talking about the one narrated by Boris Karloff. And if you haven't seen that one, you've just got to see it. It's a beautiful thing. I snuggled up with my family on the couch, and we watched it, you know. And it's just, Boris Karloff brings a kind of pathos. And the fact that he was a horror movie icon just makes it all that much more touching when all the presents are gone, you know, and the Grinch is there, and he's just ready to, you know, he thinks he's in his glory, his moment of triumph, and everybody comes out with absolutely nothing, no presents, no trees, nothing. Thing anyway. And I lost it. I started crying in front of my 14-year-old daughter. And she looked over at me like, what is the matter with you? So somewhere in there is a Christmas spirit. I love it because for me, Christmas is that spirit without all the stuff. Like, that's why I love Thanksgiving. It's like Christmas without all the stuff. And so that's my little personal moment. Yesterday, well, first let me talk about the show we're going to have. An amazing show. We are going to do something a little unorthodox. I was able to get a guest, someone who I respect very much, who is known all over Europe. It's probably the most thorough, most effective big picture thinker about how we are going to get out of the mess that we are in. And he makes no bones about it. It is about creating a third industrial revolution. How do we reinvent our economic systems, our energy distribution systems, our communication systems, so that we can get out of the mess that we are in now? And we are in a mess. And we're going to talk about that imperative in the second and third hour with Jeremy Rifkin. If you want to get a head start on it, you can go to thirdindustrialrevolution.com, or you can go to FOET.org, Frank Oscar Edward Theodore. org, and get a head start. Take a look, because you want to be here for this whole conversation. It's rare to get somebody of this stature. This is a man who works with prime ministers all over Europe. He has advised the European Council, the EU, in great detail, and they are doing something about it, and we are not, and we're going to find out why we're not. But in the first hour, it's just going to be you and me, because I like that. And yesterday we got a call from somebody who said that President Obama is the most progressive president since, I don't know, I think they didn't say Theodore Roosevelt, but they said, I forgot his name, the guy with the war, Lyndon Johnson. And I fundamentally disagree with that. And I don't want to come off like an Obama basher. And he was saying, you know, we shouldn't be bashing Obama. And I don't want to bash Obama. I want to help Obama. I want to help Obama be the leader that he promised us to be. So I'm going to do something incredibly audacious. I don't know if you remember a few weeks ago in Osawatomie, Kansas, the president gave a speech, and everybody was just all freaked out about it and thought it was just this great moment, and it was this great progressive rhetoric. And quite frankly, I didn't. I really didn't. I was unimpressed with it. And maybe it's because I've heard this from him before. And I guess the test of it is, where is it now? This speech, this great glowing progressive rhetoric is gone. And I think that's the problem, because so much of what happens in politics today is like Chinese food. You know, it gets served up, and then 20 minutes later, the machine is hungry again. Like nothing sticks anymore. And I think that's because what's being said doesn't have enough substance to cling. Do you know what I mean? So like I said, I'm going to try to rewrite the president's speech. And I'm going to try to do the very thing I'm taking issue with, to create something that, if publicly stated, will last beyond the egg rolls and the Kung Pao politics that we keep getting served up today. Because I didn't think it was all that great. To me, it was soft and obvious and full of the kind of rhetoric that we've heard from this president before. You remember in 2008 when he was campaigning.
It's been a long time coming. But tonight, because of what we did on this day, in this election, at this defining moment, change has come to America.
But not so much, eh? Right? I mean, he's made these kinds of speeches before, this moment, because of what we did here today. In this moment, everything changes, but it didn't change. Because we've heard him say this before about hope and change and preserving the middle class and holding Wall Street accountable, only to appoint more Wall Streeters in his cabinet than anyone in the last 20 years. And there's a whole laundry list of things that he promised that didn't come true. And I don't want a list of achievements because I don't want to take issue. I don't want to bash. Because what this speech highlights for me is how desperate we are that we will grab any cracker of populist rhetoric and gobble it down like a last meal, because we are so starved for some kind of inspiration. So like I said, I'm going to try to deliver the speech that I wish Obama would have given it. And like I said, I'm not doing it because I want to bash Obama. I want to help Obama. And so I'm going to be audacious. And at the risk of being utterly consumed by my own self-importance, here it goes. I'm the president now. My fellow Americans, I am here today in Osawatomie, Kansas, to deliver an urgent message. You are under attack. Young and old, middle class and lower class, sick and well, working and unemployed, educated and uneducated, you must understand this and understand it now. Our republic has been breached. Our economic system has been deliberately and systematically compromised, and our democracy has been rigged to keep those who love power in power. Our environment stands on the brink of an unprecedented global disaster, while madmen continue to tug at the Earth's core for oil, for the myth of clean coal, and frack for natural gas that is decimating our freshwater supply and in total destroying our home. Bankers, war profiteers, and multinational energy conglomerates not only run our country, but our world. They have seized control of our political system here at home, all of its resources, and now use its power against us. They strong-arm our elected officials, use propaganda to distract us from the truth we need to make sense of our world, and hold our people in such utter contempt that they steal from us in broad daylight. They have dismantled our factories, discarded our workers, stockpiled our wealth overseas, extracted nearly all of our cash in debt schemes that amount to nothing more than loan sharking, and then break the kneecaps of our unions when they have the audacity to demand job security and a fair wage. My point is, there is no longer any difference between the United States government and the economic interests that control it. Criminals not only write our laws, but now administer them. And our military has become their escort, decimating other countries in the good name of our people and our country, while transferring wealth to all those who make money from war and violence and hatred. I know it's not a pretty picture, America, but it's the truth. And that's why I am up here telling you all of this, because you need the truth. You deserve the truth. And somewhere you already know the truth. And sure, I could get up here and conjure a bunch of cozy aphorisms about fairness and democracies and jobs and middle-class values, but then I wouldn't really be helping you. Because you need the truth. We need the truth if we have any hope at all of realizing the kind of change I promised when I asked for your support in 2008. I know I did not deliver on that, and I am sorry, but there is a good reason for it. And the reason is, I'm scared too. Just like you. And maybe that's the good news. Maybe We need each other because we're scared. That's why we have to stick together. You see, I wasn't lying to you when I promised hope and change. It was a wish I made, a wish we made together. And I didn't hold up my end of the bargain, and I'm sorry. And so I'm going to remake that promise to you right here and right now. I am going to change the system and restore the dignity of this country and of our people and bring back justice to America if it kills me. And folks, it just might. Because this is a time for heroes. And that means you too. We are all and must become the heroes of this generation, taking a stand to save the world for the generation to come. So that's why I'm announcing right here and right now, not if I'm reelected, but right now, that every single person in my cabinet who has ever held a lobbying position or worked for Wall Street making more than $1 million a year is fired. So, my fellow citizens, if you're a smart, honest, out-of-work American who wants to help me figure this mess out, a whole bunch of jobs just opened up at the White House. I am also announcing my intention to sign an executive order stating that health care is a fundamental human right, and that any person or company not providing health services to every American, regardless of their ability to pay, is abdicating their civic responsibility. And I will use the General Welfare Clause of the U.S. Constitution to make sure that every American has access to the health care they need. In addition, I am a proclamation that money does not equal speech and that corporations are not people. I am encouraging members of both the House and the Senate to draft legislation to that effect. And when it hits my desk, you can guarantee that I will sign it. It is also my intent to remove the cap on Social Security, so that those who are blessed with prosperity in our system will help pay for those less fortunate. And there it is. Problem solved with Social Security. Debate closed. If you can't deal with that, John Boehner, you can kiss my big, fat presidential seal because it's the right thing to do and you know it. I'm also going to regulate Wall Street much more tightly, starting with reinstating the Glass-Steagall Act and finishing with a 0.25% transaction tax on every Wall Street trade. That should generate $1 trillion in the next 10 years and get us off to a good start paying down the national debt that these jokers rang up with their derivative swaps and their short sales. And lastly, I'm going to close all of the nearly 1,000 military bases we have stationed all over the world, and we are going to bring those people home where they belong. When they get here, there's going to be plenty of good jobs for them because this country is going to cut its military spending in half over 5 years and use all of that money to put people to work rebuilding the infrastructure of this country. This will include a cross-country high-speed rail system like they have in every other advanced country and an alternative energy infrastructure that will make America a post-carbon society within the next 40 years. Now, there's lots of other stuff to do, like audit the Federal Reserve, create publicly funded elections, and find a way to shut Grover Norquist up. But I think that's enough to get us started. Because this is our country, and we get to have it in a way that works for all of us, not just a few. And I know that I've been wimping out on you guys, but no more. I'm not going to wait until I'm reelected or play any games like that. I'm going to start right now. And so I say to you, occupy every square inch of this country until you own it again. Call these one percenters out every day and tell them you're mad as hell and not going to take it anymore. Stay creative, stay imaginative, stay strong, and stay human. And together we will change the course of history by announcing a new day on this planet. A day when self-interest yields to the common good, when profit yields to shared prosperity, when cruelty yields to compassion, when militarism yields to peace, when nationalism yields to a common global purpose, and when one single life means more than all the money in the world. This will surely be the day when the meek inherit the earth, but it won't be because some invisible God handed it over to them. It will be because we were willing to risk our lives in great numbers to reclaim it. And so I start with my own life and say to the wicked and the powerful who would exploit the people and resources of this country and this planet for their own personal gain, let the battle begin. We are ready for you. Our time has come. Our moment in history has arrived. And there is no power on earth that can stop us. So that's the speech I would have liked to hear. What do you think? Now, you might think I'm living in a fantasy world that a president can deliver a speech like that. But I say anything else is a fantasy. Because one thing is for certain. Half measures have availed us nothing. And so we have a choice right now. Take a bold and vocal stand for an entirely different kind of world, or remain prisoners of our own cynicism, doomed to pound the beat of that same battered humanity, living out our last days in denial of the horrors to come. So I just made my choice. How about you? Numbers here, 1-888-321-6001. 1-888-321-6001. Am I out of my mind? Am I a dreamer? Am I the only one who thinks that it would be possible to tell the American people the truth and have it stick in our souls, in our bones, to galvanize a movement that would change the way we do things here forever? You're listening to the Norman Goldman Show. I'm Adam Klugman, in for Norman Goldman. This is the place where justice is served. We'll be right back.
Merry Christmas from us here at the Norman Goldman Show.